Praised be Jesus and Mary. We commemorate today Saints Basil the Great and Gregory Nazianzen, bishops and doctors of the Church. St. Basil was born in 329. He was from a Christian family in Caesarea in Cappadocia, in Asia Minor, today Turkey. He was a brilliant student. He fought the Arian heresy vigorously, which was very prevalent at that time, the heresy that denied our Lord's divinity, that denied that Jesus was consubstantial with his Father. He instead affirmed that our Lord was truly the second person of the Holy Trinity, God from God, true light from true light. St. Basil followed the monastic way of life before being elected Archbishop of Caesarea in 370. He persevered in that post until his death in 379, and monks of the Eastern Rites of the Church still follow the monastic rule that he wrote. St. Gregory was born in the same year, 329, also from Cappadocia. He was a friend of Basil. They met while studying in Greece. He also followed the monastic way of life before being elected Archbishop of Constantinople in 381, and in this capacity he likewise fought the Arian heresy. He is called a theologian because of his great learning and talent for oratory. On the commemoration of these two saints, and still in the midst of this Christmas season, St. John tells us, reminds us, that we have received a promise from our Lord, and this is the promise that he made us, eternal life. The saints point out the way to eternal life. Our Lord promises it to us, and those who are faithful acquire this promise. And just as a reflection today, a brief one, as one contemporary Christian Catholic thinker has put it, to appreciate this promise, it is good to remember that eternal life is not just something still to come, but it's something that already begins now. Eternal life is not something that follows this life, which runs out and is then forgotten, set aside, crumpled up, maybe thrown in a wastebasket, but eternal life has its beginning in this life that we live now, because what is eternal life? It is to know the Father and is to know the Son whom he has sent, as our Lord himself tells us. And in this life, we already know the Son. Through him, we know the Father. We have received his revelation. We hear it from the apostles, and we are to hold on to it as we have heard it. So we are to hold on to it and to transmit it till the end, as St. John tells us. So this eternal life begins here on earth. The knowledge of God, love of God, union with our neighbor as well, and united in that grace and love of God. And these relationships never end. They begin on earth, and they can be eternal. That's eternal life. Whereas eternal damnation is precisely the opposite, the loss of these relationships, and all relationships, and any relationships for all eternity in that lonely and desolate and desperate place that is called hell. But the promise that we have is eternal life, and this thought of eternal life is very helpful, because while we live on earth, our daily lives, eternity helps us to realize that no matter how big our problems might be, if we think of them in the light of eternity, they're kept in perspective and in proportion. No matter how big they might be, the thought of eternity helps to keep them down to, helps to cut them down to size and not let them overwhelm us. Whereas on the other hand, even the littlest things of daily life, the littlest thoughts and words and actions, we see with their eternal value. We see them for what they are. They are actions that shape us and shape our relationships for all eternity as well. And we see them in all their importance. This is the promise that our Lord has made us, eternal life. Let us have this promise on our minds so as to desire it at all times, so as to live for it at all times, and so as to inherit it at the end of this earthly life, to continue that relationship with God, with our neighbors, with all the saints for all eternity. Praised be Jesus and Mary.